From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. British Prime Minister Tony Blair announced today that Britain will withdraw around 1,600 troops from Iraq in the coming months. Blair said there could be a further cut in troop numbers by late summer if Iraqi forces can secure the country's south. The Danish government also said today that it would completely withdraw its contingent of troops from Iraq. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from London.
Tony Blair told the House of Commons that 1,600 British troops will return from Iraq within the next few months. Remaining troops would stay into next year in the southern city of Basra, he said, to give backup and secure the border with Iran. But Blair said it will be the Iraqis who will write the next chapter in Basra's history. The British have more than 7,000 troops in Basra at present. Blair admitted the city was not, as he put it, how we want it to be, but he was unrepentant about British involvement in Iraq.
What nobody should doubt is that whatever the debates about tactics, the strategy must be clear. To bring about enduring change in the Middle East as an indispensable part of our own enduring security. The poisonous ideology that erupted after 9/11 has its roots there and is still nurtured and supported there. It has chosen Iraq as the battleground. Defeating it is essential.
Though Blair says Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki had agreed to the plan, the mood in Iraq, and indeed within the Iraqi government, was not universally in favour of the withdrawal. One of the country's deputy prime ministers, Salam al-Zawbai, said that he does not agree with the decision to withdraw British troops, as he fears his country's neighbours will attack. Al-Zawbai said the British government did not seem to have listened to his government's opinion.
We are a people being slaughtered. We have no security organizations capable of defending us. We talked with the British Defense Secretary, with Mr. Tony Blair, and every official. We talked and talked and talked until we've had enough. When the superpowers take such a decision, they must bear the consequences and be responsible before history for the harm that befalls the people.
Tony Blair had talked with President Bush by secure video link yesterday about Britain's proposed withdrawal. Some critics say the British decision shows Blair has finally split from the Bush White House, which recently decided on the opposite course of action, sending more than 21,000 additional troops into Iraq. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, on a visit to Germany today, played down the British pullback.
The British have done what is really the plan for the country as a whole, which is to be able to transfer security responsibilities to the Iraqis as conditions permit.
The question of whether this is withdrawal by the British forces in the wake of success or retreat in the face of an impossible situation has been debated by analysts and politicians in Britain and the United States. Some analysts believe that the US surge in the north and the British withdrawals from the south could end up having the same effect, a consolidation of Shiite power and a possible increase in Iranian influence in the south. In Britain, despair at the country's involvement in Iraq was expressed in Parliament by the leader of the Liberal Democratic Party, Sir Mingus Campbell.
The unpalatable truth, though, Mr. Speaker, is this, that we will leave behind a country on the brink of civil war, where reconstruction has stalled, where corruption is endemic, and a region which is a lot less stable than it was in 2003. And this is a long way short of the beacon of democracy for the Middle East, which was promised some 4 years ago.
Denmark said today it will withdraw its 460 troops from southern Iraq by August. The Lithuanian government said it's considering doing the same. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.